Who is this King of Glory? It is the Lord. We celebrate this great feast today, the presentation of the Lord. And the gospel passage is where we get the second or the fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of Jesus in the temple. And it's also one of the seven sorrows of our Blessed Mother, the piercing of her heart. So it's kind of unique in that way. It's also a unique celebration for us to celebrate on a Sunday, because it's always February 2nd. I think 2014 was the last time this day fell on a Sunday, and before that was 2003. So most of us probably don't remember celebrating this feast day on a Sunday, because it's 40 days after Christmas. So we have 325 shopping days left before Christmas. But 40 days. And so traditionally, these 40 days was the Christmas season. And we really prayed and celebrated the gift of Jesus, that God made man as an infant. And these 40 days, in fulfillment of the law, they presented Jesus in the temple. And so we look at these days, this feast, and these prophecies with joy. So first we can see they went to the temple for the purification. The law said that a woman, after she gave birth, had to wait 40 days before she returned to the temple for the purification. It had to do with the loss of blood during childbirth. The loss of blood in any situation made you ritually impure. And so you had to wait a specific amount of time before you were ready to come back to worship. 40 days was prescribed for childbirth. Also, the presentation of the firstborn son. If we think back to our salvation history, back to the Passover, when Moses was leading the chosen people from Egypt through the desert to the promised land, that last plague, the slaughtering of the firstborn, where they put blood on the lintels, and the firstborn son was either saved or killed. And so from that moment on, the Lord said, you have to give your firstborn son in the temple. And so these are the things that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph were doing to celebrate, to honor the law. You know, you may be following the political news, and there's lots of talk these days about who can be above the law, that no one's above the law. Jesus, as a faithful Jew, but Mary and Joseph, adhering to the law, even though they weren't under, because they were sinless, didn't need it, they were still faithful to the law. So sometimes we might think and hear that Jesus came as this political upheaval to change everything. That's not true. He was faithful to the law. He came with order and structure. And when we look at this episode of Jesus being presented in the temple, a direct fulfillment of this prophecy from Malachi. Thus says the Lord, lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way, and suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek. Suddenly the Lord will come. God himself will come to the temple. This prophecy was made 500 years before the birth of Jesus. Because as we know, the temple was destroyed when they went to exile around the year 600. The temple was destroyed. And what we read in Ezekiel, when the temple was destroyed, the presence of God, that Shekinah glory, left the temple. And so no longer did the chosen people have a place to go to be with God. Even once the temple was rebuilt, the glory cloud, that presence of God was no longer there. And so this is what Malachi was prophesying, that one day, suddenly, God would come back. And we have this beautiful witness of Simeon and Anna, this prophet and the prophetess, who were not young in years. I don't know the best way to say that. They were not young. They were waiting many years for this. Simeon had been given that prophecy that he would not die until he saw the Lord. And when he saw Mary carrying this baby, he knew. He knew that suddenly the Lord had returned to the temple. And so we heard about Anna's life, how as a widow, she never left the temple, spent her time with prayer and fasting in preparation for this very moment. Simeon, his life was dedicated. He had received that special vision, that special message that this day would happen and he would be aware and alive to see it. You know, oftentimes, especially in the church these days, there's lots of focus on the youth and the young adult, and rightfully so. Maybe today we can look at this passage and really celebrate those of you who've been faithful for so many years as a witness and testament to the faithfulness of God. That those who are young, those who are trying to figure it out, can look to you, our Simeons and our Annas in our midst, to teach us what it means to be faithful, to never leave the temple, to receive this revelation, this promise of the Father, and believe it no matter how long it takes. Because we're so easy to give up if things don't go our way immediately. Their witness, your witness, helps us in this gift, this virtue of patience and long-suffering. So do we truly believe in the promises that we have received? That as the Lord speaks to us and reveals his will for our life and for the church, do we believe? And are we willing to wait 84 years, never leaving the temple, never leaving the church, spending our days in prayer and fasting, for that day when suddenly the Lord comes into our life? This is what we're celebrating today, the return of the presence of God in the temple. And so we can live as faithful sons and daughters, trusting the promises will come true, whatever they may be. Today also is known as Candlemas, Candlemas. Because the light has come, the light to the nations, the light to the Gentiles. Simeon had these beautiful words, "Now let your servant go in peace, for your word has been fulfilled, the light to the nations and to the glory of your children Israel." The priests, the deacons, the consecrated religious say these words every night before we go to bed. Because every time we go to bed, it's like a little death. And so Simeon was ready to die. And so every time we go to bed, we should be ready to die. And why was Simeon ready to die? Because he had seen the Lord. And nothing else was necessary. So maybe our challenge, our question for ourselves today is, am I satisfied with the Lord? Is he enough for me? As we're Mass today and God becomes present in the altar in the Holy Eucharist. And for those of us who are prepared and worthy to come forward and receive and not only hold the baby Jesus in our arms, but to receive him in our hearts through the Holy Eucharist. Is this enough for you? Are you satisfied with this, or are you still waiting for something more? Simeon needed nothing else. Ask him for that grace to be satisfied with Jesus and nothing more, so that we can have those same words on our lips that he had on his. Now, Lord, let your servant go in peace. Amen.